Don't miss a minute of the Ruined It's for Breakfast catch-up, thanks to Southgate Holden, the home of Holden in Adelaide South. Southgate Holden, Main South Road, Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
6:08, it's already 20 degrees out there, Roo. It's going to be 34 today.
Beautiful.
A warm one.
Yeah, about time.
Making news right around the globe, something that it's now been confirmed and I always thought was the case. Greg Norman is the most important man in our country. Malcolm Turnbull, this is funny, Malcolm Turnbull wants to speak to Donald Trump, so he goes to Joe Hockey and says, you know Greg Norman over there, because Joe Hockey's now an ambassador in the US. Do you reckon you could get Trump's mobile number through Greg Norman, please, Joe? So Joe rings Greg Norman. Greg Norman, and then Joe rings back Malcolm Turnbull and says, I've got his number for you.
Well, Big Mal hasn't even got Trumpy's number.
What's happened?
What?
Joe Hockey wanted to also congratulate Trumpy, so he had to get the number from Greg Norman. So in future, if we need to go to Iraq and fight or anything like that, ring Greg Norman.
The shark.
Ring the shark, and we'll get it done. All right? If we want to build submarines, ring the shark.
Wow.
All right? Foreign investment issues or... You know, anything like that.
So climate change. He's our most well-known Aussie, is he? He probably is over there. He's lived over there for how long?
Long time. 30 probably
years?
30 years, yeah. We got a call coming in. Hello, good morning.
Hey, it's Greg Norman. How do you think they got Osama bin Laden?
Oh, right.
Used to play a few rounds with Osama, and they called me up. I gave him a call and made sure he was where they wanted him to be.
Well done.
Anyone you want.
Did you do a course over there? Did you build a course over for Osama and his crew?
Yeah. Pretty hard. The greens are made out of red dirt.
Dirt everywhere.
Greg, how's that accent going? You're sounding Irish.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, I think I've finally got rid of the Australian accent, but it keeps coming back and I sound a bit like Bob Ansett.
You too. That's right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all the best.
All right, Greg. Well, and a good job too, Greg. So any foreign policy issues, Greg's our man.
Good fella.
GQ Man of the Year. Roo, were you ever in the running for that in your day?
Oh, yeah, of course. I probably would have won a few times if I went in at Dits, but no, I didn't. But is it Chris?
Hemsworth.
Hemsworth, yes.
Yep.
Big Bulldog supporter.
Yeah.
See him up there with his muscles and his Guernsey just leading into the granny, wasn't it? I think when he did that flex and, he's taken out the title. He's cleaned up everything the last couple of years, isn't he?
Yep.
It's Australia's sex symbol at the moment.
Mm. Speaking of the Bulldogs, you and I...
Do you get confused for him, Ditch? Because you say you get confused for every other bloke who's popular.
Fair bit, actually.
You know, like the bloke out of the block.
Yeah. What's his name? Scott Cam.
Yeah, no, you're identical.
Scotty, they call me.
Scotty. Who else do you get mistaken for?
Humpty Dumpty. Copped a bit of that yesterday on the golf course. I'm a bit hurt.
Well, how'd you go?
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, what, are you going backwards again?
No, I've had another win. I don't want to talk about
another win.
Got the money yesterday.
Who are you playing at the moment? You're picking your targets.
No. Same blokes.
But is it B-grade or C-grade?
B-grade.
So you've won another one in B-grade?
Yeah. I didn't win the whole thing, just in our group.
Oh, what, four people?
No, more than that. We have, yesterday was about a dozen of us. And I took the money out of a dozen. What? A mini victory.
You have to play A grade soon.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for another bunch to play with.
Yeah, you've had enough.
I've conquered them.
Mm.
If they're all listening.
Go to the SNFL to the AFL.
Rocky and Crowbar. Lift your game.
Wogs don't play golf very good. Well, Lee Trevino did, didn't he?
He did.
He was good.
That's right, he was. Mm. Yeah. Anyway. Hey, Roo, something that we're learning this morning. I always think when you sign up for anything, I'd love to think that it's secure. And, you know, these days we do a heck of a lot online, don't we? Mm. Turns out mobile phone companies overseas, in fact, call centres more to the car, they're selling all of our information. So now you were telling me just a moment ago, you've been receiving some odd phone calls.
A few little phone calls from a number that I don't really like. Mm. I don't answer it, but probably should block it. I've been informed you can block them. But they do that a bit, don't they?
They're saying here there's an investigation into a Mumbai-based firm, security firm, that are selling all of our details, sometimes for as little as $350. They'll sell a whole batch of, you know, addresses and phone numbers.
$350 more than they're going to get.
Mm.
Little opportunist.
So when you start getting all of those phone calls, that's what's happening. And we know it's been going on for a long, long time with emails. God, you get some garbage emails, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Absolutely.
I could have been married 1,000 times to a Russian girl. I thought about it, but I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, that depends on where you've been sending emails to
us. And do you reckon I can get cheap Viagra? Bloody hell. If you need any, let me,
really?
The emails I'm getting, I can get anything.
Blake,
you'll
be keen. He loves those little
blue things. Those ones are genuine.
He loves those little blue things.
And also that fella in Africa that I need to send money to, it's on its way.
On its way.
Yeah.
He's got some cheap jewellery, has he?
Yeah. Anyway, that's what's making news around the world.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, correct. That was one of our better segments.
But we'll have a good day.
6:13 it is. That concussion's really kicked in. You've hit your head that hard.
I know. I'm in trouble.
Yeah,
so
6:13 ruined dinner for breakfast.
Triple M wants to get banned at your work.
God damn.
Well, we want to get this guy's banned at your work anyway.
G'day, Triple M workers. Gleeso here from the Screamin' Jets, and our new album, Chrome, is out right now. To get us rocking at your workplace, you've got to put your name down now at triplem.com.au, and with any luck, the Jets will be playing at your workplace.
This morning after 9, we start calling our workplaces. Just ring us back for the chance to have the Screamin' Jets play at your work.
Good luck.
Triple M's banned at your work. Does what it says.
And it's a new world record again.
It's as good as you'll ever see.
Ruin Jets Overnight Sport.
Build with Weeks and they'll help you pay your mortgage. Weeks.com.au.
Cricket Australia's in crisis talks through with Chairman of Selectors Rod Marsh quitting yesterday. Some of the names put up to replace him are Steve Waugh and our own Dizzy Gillespie. Alan Border, former Test captain, was on the rush hour yesterday talking about the woes of Australia's batting.
Test match batting is based around a rock-solid defensive game, and then you can expand from there. I think we're going the other way. We've sort of promoted the go-for-your-shots type mentality, which is great when conditions are right, but it looks pretty poor when the conditions aren't in your favour, and you may look stupid when you get bowled out for 85.
Just on that then, that's not Rod Marsh's fault. He's not the coach.
No.
He's just picking the players that are in form or out of form. So if he's picked the wrong players, who are the right players to come in? Why is it his fault?
No, it's a good question to ask.
And the other thing,
each batsman should take full responsibility for this?
Well, I think it's more a player-coach thing to get yourself in form and in the right frame of mind. Selectors have got to pick the best informed players at the moment, but if there's heaps of players in Sheffield Shield that are playing better, well, then the selectors should go, but...
Well, one of those is Chad Sayers. He's not a batsman, he's a bowler. But today we take on Queensland in the Sheffield Shield starting in Brisbane.
Yeah, and the other people who should be spoken about in this is Ian Chappell said, why did we go and play 5 one-day internationals in South Africa leading into a test series here? What did we have to gain out of playing those 5? Mm. You know, it's not the right preparation for a test series. So whoever's booking all the cricket that Australian cricketers are playing...
Yep.
Shouldn't they be reviewing that?
Yeah, you're all over it, Roy. Good question. Yep. As I said, though, South Australia plays Queensland starting today, so good luck to Chad Sayers again. I don't know what more this lad has to do.
It's going
to
take 10 for dits.
Oh, obviously, yeah, and make 100. Let's talk footy. Ryan O'Keefe is the new coach of the Adelaide SANFL side.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a promotion there, an opportunity to coach his own side, which when you go and appoint a head coach... it is a very handy thing to have actually coached yourself.
Yep.
A lot of players, a lot of coaches hadn't done that before they get an AFL gig in the past.
So Heath Uni goes into a development role at the Crows.
He's
now,
the boss of development.
What's happened with the clothing sponsor, Roo? Now, the BLK is the company, and they actually, there are quite a few clubs they're involved with. Brisbane,
six
Richmond,
clubs.
Yeah, Gold Coast, GWS, St Kilda.
Went through the hoop.
Mm.
Went bust. So
you're playing bareback this year. You got no gear.
Yeah, skins. That's a little mini disaster for those six clubs, financially as well as just getting organised. Mm. So there'll be a few apparel companies hopefully out and about trying to pick up those six clubs.
All right. Jordan Spieth and Adam Scott tee up today. This is the Australian Open at Royal Sydney. And a big night down at Adelaide Oval tonight. It's the Sports Star of the Year Award. Now, what a field. We've got Kyle Chalmers, Anna Mears. You've got the Walker, Jared Talent. So all in contention. That's a gun field, isn't it?
Oh, you'd think Kyle would have to get up.
He'd go close, I
Wouldn't
think. Yeah, that's our look at sport. Build with Weeks, and they'll help pay your mortgage. Weeks.com.au.
Red Fish coming up shortly.
Mark Ricciuto and Chris Ditmar. 104.7 Triple M.
Don't miss a minute of the Ruined Dits for Breakfast catch-up. Thanks to Southgate Holden, the home of Holden in Adelaide South. Southgate Holden, Main South Road, Ranella. 104.7 Triple M.
Get it off your chest with Ruined Dits Red Fist. For Victory Verandas, Carports and Louvers.
Oh, indeed. 6:39. Time to get something off your chest. I've got a few this morning, actually.
I've got a couple of little ones.
Right,
myself.
Well, you go first. Go on.
Administration that can't get milk. E.g. Triple M.
Who's in charge of ordering milk?
It can't be that hard, can it?
We've just asked Wag to make us a coffee. No milk.
We've been up since Sparrow's fart. We need a coffee to keep us going.
Whose job is it here at Triple M to order the milk? It's not that hard.
I'm not tough enough to drink Long Blacks.
Nah.
I need milk.
Righto. What else have you got?
Steel poles that don't move.
Right. You're still on that.
I'm looking at that pole every day and there's no reflector on it, Ditch.
Still the pole's fault, is it?
I'm suing. I'm definitely suing.
Right. No, nothing about you taking your eyes off the road or... How many days in a row?
That's not part of the argument.
How many days in a row?
The argument.
Had you ridden past it before you didn't see it and hit it?
243.
There you go. You're a slow learner. Crikey. Yeah. Right, I got a couple this morning. We've just been notified, because I read an article earlier this morning that was contrary to this, but we've just been notified that the voluntary euthanasia bill has been defeated.
Got defeated.
This happened late last night. They were locked at 23 all.
Tight.
And then the Speaker had to decide with the casting vote, and he said no.
Yes.
It's been defeated.
Gee, that would have been tough to cop, wouldn't it? They got close on the, what is it, 14th or 15th time?
15th. So that's my red fist, one of them. I wanted this to get through, but...
Now they got that close. I'll get it on the 16th.
You reckon?
Get
go
it
again?
Yeah, I'll get it
go
across.
Again for number 16.
Yep.
All right, but I'm a bit disappointed. But it means that, look, 23 people voted against it as well. So there are a lot of people on both sides of this debate.
Yep.
So you got to be fair. Got to listen to everyone. What are you laughing at?
Keep going.
What is amusing you about this voluntary euthanasia?
You just said it was all tied up at 23, and then you just said 23 voted against it, which is pretty obvious when it was all tied up, wasn't it? Or am I the only one who can make a dumb comment or not?
Why is that a dumb comment? I'm saying, I'm making a point that if 23 voted against it, there are a lot of people that don't like the idea. So we need to be fair.
Yeah, that's right.
And listen to those 23.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Dude.
Is
I'm
the point
you.
I was making.
I'm with you. Don't worry. Don't take offence to it.
Go and hit your head again, will you? Knock it back into shape.
I'll hit your head in a minute.
I can feel that coming. Now, the other one I wanted to get off my chest, this is a bit more minor, but, you know... In this day and age, our TV channels have gone crazy with graphics. I am sick and tired of the TV screen having graphics all over it. And
what do you
I mean
graphics
well,
all
you know,
over
now,
it?
Well, you know, now, if you watch 7 News, 7 News or 9 News or 10 News, there's a number 7 in the bottom or a 9 or a 10, isn't there? Which I think that's quite useless. You know, I always think that's superfluous
to needs.
Some
people forget what channel they're on.
Oh, do they? Righto. And then, I don't know, there are just graphics all over the place. Then in the bottom left-hand corner, it will say, coming up next, you know, bloody true love stories or something.
It's
or
called
what
hooking.
Hooking, right, thanks. Yeah. And then, but the one
breaking news.
Breaking, oh, now these are the ones that are getting me right now. Why don't you just say, hey, let's cross live to Mark Ricciuto now. He's just fallen off his bike. What we do is we put up this massive thing that takes up the whole screen. Breaking news, right? And then it'll flash across the bottom for a long, long time. Breaking news. And the other one
developing
is...
developing news.
Then we go to the reporter and a big red thing takes up the whole screen. Live, right? I really need to be told this is live, right? We're crossing live. And you wait 3 seconds for that to go and then the reporter bobs up.
Ah, you're going to be a grumpy old man or what in about 20 years.
No, but those graphics, they don't annoy you at all.
No, I don't mind it. It's for someone like me who's not that well mentally.
So you need to know. Hang on. I'm
need
on Channel
to know,
7.
Have I seen that yesterday? Like if it's breaking news, I know that's happening.
So to
right
help,
now.
Help the likes of you out, you go, yes, I'm on Channel
Simple
7.
Simple people out there.
This is a breaking news
that's
story.
Right. And something's
and
coming
now
up
we're
next,
going live.
So I can't go to the
and now we
yet.
Put the reporter's name up there as well. We got that up there. All right. And what about, hang on, you've got me started now. The other one, for years when I've been watching the footy, this makes me laugh. And a bloke takes a mark, you know, 30 metres out and he's shooting for goal. And then they switch to another camera. We're behind the player now running in for goal. And what does it say in the top left-hand corner? Reverse angle. Thank you. Thank you. So we're now watching from the back, are we? Thank you. Because I was
that
confused, totally.
Top. That is over the top.
Reverse angle.
Yeah. I'll give you that one.
Thank you. No, we needed to know.
To that one.
Anyway, give us your red fist. 133353. What have we got to give away, Roo?
I'll get back to you on that, Dits.
We'll give away Roo's second-hand bike. All right.
Actually, it's been knocked off.
Oh, you're kidding?
No,
it's a mangled bike.
It has been knocked off.
Because it was sitting downstairs for a while.
It was sitting.
Is it gone?
Then someone decided to pick it up and take it.
Oh, this will be on eBay. Mark Ricciuto's bike.
Whoever's got it, I need it for an insurance claim. Please, buggers.
It's got Roo's blood on it.
Yeah,
someone's selling that right now. 1-333-53, give us a ring with your red fist. Hey, Roo, just a little red fist before we move on. There's a flaw in the argument about South Australia playing playing the one dayers in South Africa, because South Africa played in those same one dayers. Travis just sent that in. That's true, isn't it?
We didn't have to agree to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
We could have said, no, we're staying here to prepare for the test series.
Yeah. All right. No, you're right. You're right.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
I said Travis sent
that in. Jumped on with Travis there for a minute. You sounded like you joined forces with Travis.
I might have. Righto, let's go to Paul.
I was in chapel.
I've
jumped on the
Paul at Paralowie, good morning.
How you going, boys?
All right, good, what's Paul. Your red fist this morning?
Mine's for the AFL, mate, for the Job Watson incident, mate. I think it's a bloody disgrace, mate.
What Job did or what the AFL did?
What the AFL's done, mate. But if your boss tells you to do something, mate, you do it. Otherwise, you're out the door. And I think the Watson family would bloody be devastated, mate.
So, hypothetically, I'm just discussing this, Paul, just so we get to the bottom of it. The team boss in a Tour de France tells all the cyclists to take drugs. Should those cyclists be banned?
Well, did they tell them to take drugs or did they tell them to take a supplement to help them as far as their performance goes?
Yeah, he might have lied to him, Dank. Might have.
Are you an Essendon man, Paul?
No, I'm not. I'm a Port Power man, mate. But if your boss tells you boys to do something, you do it. Otherwise, you're out the door, mate.
Yeah, but if we know it's wrong, though, you've still got to make, as an adult, some sort of decision.
What Paul's saying, as a player, you get drilled every single year. Whatever goes into your body is your responsibility.
I think all of us agree that we point the finger at the hierarchy at Essendon. I think all of us do, don't we?
Yep.
And we feel sorry for the players. We all feel sorry for the players.
They could have done a bit more.
But
they've
taken the stuff.
Yep, they have. Let's go to Strathalbyn. G'day, Lachlan.
G'day, Rude.
How are you?
Good. My red fist. Now, you boys probably have experienced this yourself by being males, but you would have to go out to, you know, you walk into the men's room completely empty, and there's always that one bloke that decides to rock up and stand right next to you.
At the trough?
At the trough, yep.
So you want a bit of space, do you? A bit of breathing room?
Absolutely.
Just spread your legs a bit wider.
Yeah, you wear with your elbows out.
Yeah, I said to him, you know, I was like, you're right there, mate.
He wasn't having a little bow peep or anything.
Not that I could see. I was trying to avert my eyes away so that it didn't make it look like I was having a little bow peep.
Just point your whizzer over his way a little bit near his shoe.
Yeah, that happens in the showers all the time, doesn't it? Place get too close, just hose them down.
Give them a little over.
Yeah, all over their feet. Yeah. They get the message. Yeah.
Gets rid of tinea.
Do that. It does. And warts. No, it's very good for it.
What?
1-333-53.
Warts on your feet.
104.7 Triple M is ruined its for breakfast.
I don't like lying to my wife very often.
But we have to.
And the 6 till 6 no repeat work day. Workplace soundtrack is Triple M. Get it off your chest with Ruin Dits Red Fist. For Victory Verandas, Carports and Louvers.
Oh, a few people lining up, Roo, to have their say.
Let's go to Salisbury East. G'day, Rick.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you?
Pretty good, Rick. Good, Rick.
I've got a bit of a bone to pick with a couple of the councils and their landscaping of the roundabout.
Right.
They plant plants right and smack bang in the middle of the roundabout, and you can't see the vehicles exiting the roundabout.
You've got to pick your plants, right? That doesn't make sense. You've got to pick your plants. You've got to get low plants, small plants.
There's one down. Yeah, that's right. There's one down the end of Kings Road at Parafield Gardens there, and they've got kangaroo paws that are about 3 or 4 foot high, and you can't see anything.
Oh, that's not smart. No. Well done for pointing that out, Rick. That's good.
That is clever, Rick. Well, now let's go to Blakeview. G'day, Doug.
Yeah, good day, guys. I love my footy club, but I've got to give them whoever's fault it is, a big red fist. Just when I went to...
Who did you barrack for?
The Adelaide Crows, mate. Went to pay my gold membership last weekend down at a local post office when I was paying a couple of bills.
Yeah.
And the barcode wouldn't scan, and they entered the number, and it said wrong number. And apparently, it's happened to quite a few of the membership renewals. So,
God, do you want to just pay me, and I'll sort it out.
No, I drove down to the Adelaide Footy Club and paid it that way. Yeah. So.
And you let them know what the problem was. Did they know? Had they heard about it before? Or
yeah, apparently it's in the. To do with the Australia Post, they issue the barcodes or something. That's what the secretary's told me.
So the Crow's blaming someone else. That doesn't sound right. Yeah,
no wonder Aussie Post are losing money. Let's go to Bryce Valley. G'day, Andrew.
How you doing, Rudeus?
Good.
Hey, my red fist goes out to people who cannot parallel park to save themselves.
Oh, there's heaps of them, Andrew. They're hopeless.
How can you miss a line by 2 feet?
Well, it's amazing how many useless reverses there are out there.
Oh, even trying to park like in a straight line, some people just can't get it. Mate.
But it's also selfish, though. You roll up, you think, oh, there's a park, and you've got to go in it, and you can't fit.
Nah.
Terrible. Let their tyres down.
Should be harder to get your licence. Should have to do it in manual, too, I reckon.
Yep, I agree.
Yep. Let's go to Modbury Heights. G'day, Mel.
Hi, Rowandit. How are you going?
Good, Mel. You're up and about, yeah. Which is great.
Good. I just want to say I love your show in the morning and the banter you guys go on about.
You won $100.
Yeah, righto, Mel. You're the winner. We haven't got anything, but you win. Now, what's your red fist?
My red fist goes when you're driving and you have like a big ute in front of you or a truck, and they've got no traffic in front of them, but they continuously press their brakes.
Oh.
And it shits me to tears. Right. I can't stand it.
Mel, you toot your horn a few times, drive past, wind your window down, and you got our permission to give them the bird. Give them the bird. Let them know. They can't keep doing that. Mm. Righto, Dave at Ranella. G'day, Dave.
Hey, young.
All right, what's yours?
Vandals.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Keep going.
Cobblers Creek Mountain Bike Park. They spent nearly $1 million up there making new playgrounds, new tracks for everyone.
No.
So within a week, vandals to come in, trash the place.
You're joking.
Nice little bike repair station. They've pulled all the parts off of that. And,
what?
So whereabouts is this, Dave? I missed the name of it. Where is it?
It's Cobblers Creek Mountain Bike Park.
And where's that?
Just off of the Ridge Road.
Ridge Road, right, okay. Terrace. Well, that's no good. That's shocking, that is. All right, let's...
I don't like
what the council's meant to do, they put the money in, and that's what they get back for it.
Yeah.
There's some real idiots out there.
Not fair.
It's dumb.
Nah. Hey, good calls this morning. Well done.
Yep.
Yeah. Who's your winner, Rue?
Can't give it to Mel. No. I know you want to, just but I like Rick from Salisbury. Council's putting in things in the middle. That is dumb, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, good on you, Rick. Thanks for calling in. You win a prize, which, what was it again? It wasn't $100.
Go to the Wallace Cinemas.
Oh,
go and watch a movie.
Beautiful, Rick.
Yeah, go and see a romantic movie.
Triple M wants to get banned at your work.
God damn!
Well, we want to get this guy's banned at your work anyway.
G'day, Triple M workers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Gleeso here from the Screaming Jets, and our new album, Chrome, is out right now. To get us rocking at your workplace, you've got to put your name down now at triplem.com.au, and with any luck, the Jets will be playing at your workplace.
This morning after 9, we start calling our workplaces. Just ring us back for the chance to have the Screaming Jets play at your work.
Good luck.
Triple M's band at your work does what it says.
Rue, last night, the voluntary euthanasia bill was defeated. But imagine the scene here. This is like a grand final almost. Mm. It's 23-all. The public gallery is absolutely packed. And one man has the casting vote, the pressure of it all. And we're talking about the Speaker, Michael Atkinson, and he joins us this morning. Michael, thanks so much for your time.
Top of the morning to you, fellas.
Now, very, very late night for you. I don't know how much you want to reveal, but can I ask, you had the casting vote, you voted the bill down. How did you arrive at the decision? What influenced you?
I'd been serving on parliamentary committees inquiry into euthanasia as early as the 1990s. I'd served on the law and practice relating to death and dying committee for 2 years. And taken a lot of evidence, and I'd also been on the Social Development Committee inquiry, which had a reference into euthanasia. So it wasn't an impulsive decision.
No.
And obviously, I'm 58 years old. Both my parents have died. My father died a particularly painful death from pancreatic and liver cancer. Mm. So I've done the practical.
Yep.
I believe that in this legislation there were too many unanswered questions, too many risks to children, to disabled people, to people with mental illness. And if we go on the same trajectory as Belgium and Holland, we'll be putting to death under euthanasia people who haven't even asked for it.
So you're saying where it is legal overseas that it's not working properly, Michael? Because we were led to believe that it was working very well.
Well, I'm sure you were, because you know, in the media, it was almost impossible for. I'm sorry, I'm just.
You're still catching
the train.
Trains after the other night.
Yeah, yes. I'm sort of clear. I'm clear of the danger stations, Croydon and West Croydon. I'm up here at Kilkenny where it's safe.
Right, good. No rock throwers there.
At any rate, at 7 o'clock in the morning, we have experience of countries like Australia, albeit not English-speaking countries, Belgium and Holland, where this had been introduced, and the trajectory was that after it was introduced, doctors ceased to report, in accordance with the legal requirements, what they did with euthanasia. Doctors who gave euthanasia to people who didn't really ask for it became media celebrities. People with depression or mental illness were able to be euthanized. Children were euthanized. I mean, that's the trajectory. And so in 50 years' time, I don't want to, if I'm still alive, to say, well, I was the person who introduced this. I'm the person who began this in South Australia. Having said that, I know that there are a very small number of people in South Australia who do die in intractable pain, and we still have to do something for them.
And that's what I wanted to ask you about. You mentioned at the start of the interview about your own father. What do you think then in that case, in his case, and your family's case, could have been done differently to avoid such prolonged pain and awful death?
Well, the first thing to say is that my father was from Dublin in Ireland, and he had pancreatic and liver cancer disseminated throughout his body. He desperately wanted to live, and there was no sense of surrender there.
Okay.
And in what I regard as a miracle, on the morning he died, the rostered nurse was from Dunleary, his particular neighbourhood in Dublin, and he gave him a shot of morphine, which depressed his respiratory system and brought about his swift death. And, of course, that is perfectly legal in South Australia. Switching off equipment that keeps people alive, that is legal in South Australia. Your listeners should know that everyone in South Australia who wants to refuse medical treatment can.
Right.
That's not euthanasia. That happens now.
Splitting hairs, though, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
I think it's splitting hairs, though, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is splitting hairs. It's a very important distinction. And when we start, you know, deliberately killing people, we have to be very careful.
Okay, that's an interesting one. Just go back to the other night. Did you feel a bit scared? You had three blokes who were graffitiing a sign, and they attacked you. How'd you fight them off?
Well, fellas, the Hindmarsh Greening Group at Croydon Station and the Rosetta Street Greening Group at West Croydon have done a heroic job, thousands and thousands of hours of volunteer labour, to paint over the stations, to paint murals, to plant new plants, to water them and prune them, to knit, crochet cloth ornaments and for the station. It's really beautiful. And I am not going to stand by and see three thugs spray painted all.
Yeah, fair enough. Yep.
And, you know, my view is if they throw rocks at me, well, that's just us.
Yep.
I'm 58, I'm pretty agile, I managed to dodge them all.
Well done. Well done. Michael, it was quite a historic night, really, even though it was the 15th time the bill had been presented. I say historic, and I know it was a late night, so we do appreciate you talking to us about it this morning. Is that it forever? I guess any politician can put forward a bill at any stage, I guess, can't they?
Of course it's not it forever. I mean, there have been 15 bills while I've been a Member of Parliament, and there will be more.
Yep.
But I'm sure of one thing, fellas. Next time they do it, they won't have the debate between dinner time and 10 p.m. at night, and they won't have the committee stage, the clause-by-clause consideration of the bill, held over about, you know, 7 hours from 10 o'clock at night till 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, it is world's worst legislative practice. Yeah. It's incredible.
Is that when it was done, till 5 a.m.?
Yes. I mean, why would you debate a bill so sensitive, so detailed, so controversial in the hours of darkness when people can barely stay awake?
Well, you're the Speaker. Put your foot down. Tell them we're going home.
Unfortunately, I don't have control over it.
I thought you would. You
know, no, the people you can hold to account for that are the Premier and the Leader of the Opposition.
Right.
And there was Andrew Denton, TV celebrity, sitting in the gallery.
Yep.
And he had to be appeased, so we had to sit through the middle of the night to make him happy. Well, that's not good. That's not a good way to make
it. Not good business.
Nah. Michael, thank you so much for your time this morning.
All right.
Michael Atkinson, the Speaker. As I said, he's just explained. What a massive night in Parliament, Roo.
It's ridiculous.
5 a.m.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I've stayed out till 5 a.m. a few times, but not for that sort of thing.
No, not at all.
Don't miss a minute of the Ruined Dits for Breakfast catch-up. Thanks to Southgate Holden, the home of Holden in Adelaide South. Southgate Holden, Main South Road, Brunella, 104.7 Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M, thanks to Southgate Holden. Roo, what is happening in the world of entertainment? We've brought in a little junior reporter this morning.
Yeah, I like him,
though. Work experience, lad. Oh. Julian Schiller, good morning.
Hi, Roo. Hi, Dits. How you going?
Yeah, good,
mate. Very good, Jules.
I'm good. I'm like your really bad Richard Wilkins, am I? You can get in, say, Snapple beat. This is going to go well, I can tell already.
Yeah, no, it'll go well. Don't worry about that.
Right, now tell us about Carrie Fisher. I've read a very, very juicy story about her this morning.
Yeah, Carrie Fisher has come out this week and said she slept with Harrison Ford during the first Star Wars movie, guys, and that he was a dud. Although, as she put it, his Millennium Falcon didn't exactly take it a hyperdrive. I think that was his word. It's a bit rich, though. The guy's 74. And she said he was so bad, Harrison would often be going Han Solo. You know what I mean?
No. Was he married then, or?
Well, no, he was single. But can you imagine an ex-girlfriend coming out from 30 years ago, suddenly having a press conference, saying you're no good between the sheets? Although I'd probably be happy, because, I mean, I had a girlfriend 30 years ago. So that's probably...
A bit unfair, though, isn't it?
Leave that one in the closet.
It's a shame she'd hook up with Chewbacca. Now, that would be a story.
Yeah, spooning Chewbacca.
Make love, picnics out of his back. He doesn't strike me as the greatest manscaper, though, Chewbacca. So, you know, I don't think he'd be that popular with the girls these days.
Line-up for this year's Aries has been announced as well. Jules, what do you think?
Oh, it's going to be huge, guys. Fonzie is going to be performing. You know, he's going to be doing he's going to be doing You're the Voice. And he said it's his last ever... Yeah, You're the Voice. It's going to be his last ever Arias performance, apparently, before he confirms the next six.
That's good one. Nice.
You know, he did his last time tour in 2002. So he stuck around for 14 years after saying goodbye. If only a test cricketer's...
the tail could wag.
Exactly. Robbie Williams is also going to be performing. You guys a fan of Robbie?
Yeah, I think he's a great entertainer. Yeah,
he's a guy who can make women ovulate just by walking into a room, Robbie. Yeah, it's going to be a great ARIA Awards. Although I was thinking, if Joe Watson had to give his Brownlow back due to a drug allegation, then most ARIAs would have to be returned as well, wouldn't they?
a few asterisks on that, Colin. Yeah.
Probably a few Logies as well, guys.
We'd actually be going down to about 25th place to find a clean one, wouldn't we?
They like the Tour de France.
Hey, now, famous singers Tony Bennett, one of the greatest, oldest crooners in the world. Mm. What's he done?
Yeah, he's 90 and he's written his new memoir. He's 90 and he's written his new memoir, I'm Just Getting Started. Although at that age,
come
the full
on.
Title could probably be I'm Just Getting Started on my Viagra prescription.
Yeah.
I think. And he'll need it because his third wife, guys, is 40 years younger than him.
Good on him, Tony.
And in the book, he details how he met his wife. Guess how old she was when he first met her?
How old?
14.
No, she was a fetus. He had a picture taken with her parents in 1966 in San Fran, and her mum was pregnant at the time. Now we know celebrities like cradle snatching.
Yeah.
But when you're choosing your future partner from an ultrasound,
that's organised, isn't it? That's preparation.
Even Tom Cruise wouldn't be that weird. What's the first thing you notice about your future wife? She had a great umbilical cord. Yeah.
Now, the 4D scans are pretty accurate these days. Don't worry about that, Jules.
Exactly.
Hey, good on you, Jules. Thanks for joining us. This segment's got legs, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh.
The World of Entertainment with Julian Schiller.
Don't miss a minute of the Ruined It's for Breakfast catch-up. Thanks to Southgate Holden, the home of Holden in Adelaide South. Southgate Holden, Main South Road, Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Ruined It's for Breakfast. That song finishes abruptly.
Very quickly.
7:42. We were just having a chat there. Yeah. 7:42, Ruined It's for Southgate Holden. Hey, Roo, your six beautiful children, all of the births go through smoothly, no dramas?
Yeah, reasonably smoothly.
So, you know, the question I want to ask really is when you're sitting at home and you think, could happen any day now,
yep.
And next minute Sarah goes, now, we've got to get off on now.
Well, we've spoken about my daughter's 10th birthday yesterday. Well, old Soph, we were getting ready to go to a concert to U2 down at Amy Stadium 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And Sarah said, I think something's happening here. You know, your first child, you got no idea what's going on.
Yep.
The water's broken. We had to give U2 a miss and go and have a baby.
Right.
Yes.
So it did happen.
It did happen.
And you missed U2.
Yeah, we did miss
U2. Now, the reason I ask you this question is that British presenter on TV, this is, a lady.
Hey, she's been dubbed Britain's all-time sexiest presenter too.
Right. Victoria Fritz. Victoria Fritz. Her nickname's Bung. Bung Fritz, they call
sauce.
It. Yeah, sauce. Victoria Fritz, she's reading the business news on the BBC Breakfast Show in the UK. And next minute, the water's broken.
The waters are broken.
Yep, and it's all happening.
She's gone straight into labour. That would be hard to
on
control
TV.
Your emotions a little bit.
And the Dow Jones just went up. And the
footsie.
And the dollar's just taken a dip.
There wasn't the All Ordinaries there for much longer, was
that's
it?
Right. Mel, the button pusher, just had a baby, 18 months ago.
Yeah.
What happened to you, Mel?
We were sitting at home. My water's broke. And I'm like, okay, best call the hospital. And did. And they said, no, it couldn't have possibly happened. It's a bit early. You've probably just wet yourself, love.
No worries.
I said, right. I think I know the difference.
I've wet myself before, and this is a little bit bigger than
doesn't
that.
Doesn't hurt that much going for a wee, does it?
Yeah.
Anyway, 133353, what has happened? We need your graphic details. What has happened? I mean, this is quite extraordinary to be live on TV and all of a sudden you go into labour.
Oh, it can
you're presenting
happen.
The business news. Can you top that? 133353, what happened? We'd love to hear from the lady. But also the men, because most times you're the one that has to drive to the hospital in a mad panic.
Have you been told to do things that you don't usually get told to do?
Didn't you get screamed at to drive faster?
Effing drive faster!
I've never heard Sarah use that language before.
Well, these things make the girls do funny things.
They do. Oh, Lady Victoria Fritz voted the nicest, we should say, a presenter on British TV.
Sexiest.
Righto. Okay.
It's a lot of difference.
So she's presenting the business news on Breakfast TV in the UK, and her water's broke, and she went into labour.
She went into labour. Not an easy thing to hold in that situation. Let's go down to...
Have a listen to this.
Hi, good morning to you both. Good morning to you at home. Now, how many of you have jumped onto websites to buy gig and festival tickets as soon as they go on sale, only to find out after seconds that you're a thousandth in the queue at best, and they might have even sold out completely?
Oh, okay.
Right, happened straight after that. She was talking and then bang.
Bang, she's out. Yeah. Let's go to Henley Beach. G'day, Juna.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What happened to you?
Well, I actually, if I can sort of describe, I was working in an area where, you know, predominantly I was working with ex-cops and retired cops. And I was 8 months pregnant and I was asked to do a presentation, which is what I did, and I did it really well. Until I'm standing on the podium and all of a sudden my water's broke.
Oh, how did it go from there?
Well, you know, what? I don't think I've seen so many men run around to try and figure out what on earth are we going to do. That was one actually went to get a bucket for me.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. And then, of course, I started going into labour. So I had I had quite a few men trying to help me out there. And, no, it was actually, yeah. So, but I was 4 weeks early.
Wow.
So I don't think any of us sort of, you know, expected that that was going to happen. But, yeah, I was trying to hold it in, but clearly that didn't work.
Did it all end well?
Everything went well, absolutely.
How long ago was this, Juno?
This was about 8 years ago.
Yep.
Oh, good on you.
And did you have a girl or a boy?
I had a girl, and then, of course, my second one, the same thing happened. Certainly not on a podium, but 4 weeks early. So I just wasn't able to go the full term.
Good on you.
Well done. Well done. And a room full of blokes, ex-cults, would be useless, wouldn't they, really?
Oh, some of them might be.
What would they do?
Probably
seriously.
Not expecting it.
Hey, we've got a couple of more stories coming in just a moment. 1-3-3-5-3, it's ruined. It's for breakfast. This unfortunate incident for this lady presenting on breakfast TV in the United Kingdom, Victoria, Fritz. Went into labour. It all started to happen live on TV, Roo.
Yeah, not the place you want to do that. Let's go to Craigburn Farm. G'day, Sarah.
Hi, how you going?
Good. When did your waters break?
Well, I went into hospital for my 40-week checkup, and the girls had a look and said, nah, there's nothing going on. Go home. Don't sit on the couch. Get out and about. So my husband said, bugger it, let's go to the footy. We booked tickets to the Crows versus Gold Coast, and at 6 o'clock the next morning, I woke up with contractions. All the morning, I'm like, no, you should still go. There's no point wasting two tickets. I'm just going to be sitting here complaining. And he's like, no, I'll stay. I said, no, go. And then he was just about to walk out the door. My waters broke, and I'm like, yeah, you're not going anywhere.
so he didn't even make it.
At least they won.
Yeah, they won, did they?
They did.
Good. Well done, Sarah. Good stuff.
Crows game will always bring on a baby, Roo.
Yes.
The excitement, goals, the thrill.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Roo, pressure test time, 1-3-3-5-3. Now, we gave away $80 earlier this morning. Maria.
Yep.
We asked her to name what dairy products.
Bank account's looking a little bit slim, but it's at least 500 in there, I've been told.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right, so let's hope we can do that right now. 1-3-3-5-3.
Don't miss a minute of the Ruined It's for Breakfast catch-up, thanks to Southgate Holden, the home of Holden in Adelaide South. Southgate Holden, Main South Road, Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Roo, as you know, part of our stable here is the one and only Alice Cooper.
Oh, I still can't believe he's on Triple M.
Oh, no, it's amazing. And he's just finished touring, and he's going to have a chat with us. Alice, good morning.
You know how hard it is to fly into Adelaide from Phoenix every single night to do that show?
Oh, you're a machine. You really are.
You're a busy man.
Alice, last time we spoke to you, you said that you were playing golf just about every day at the moment. When you're on tour, did you get to play a fair bit of golf?
We play every day.
Every day.
We have our priorities straight. Absolutely. I have my guitar player, my bass player both play. And so, we're on the tee every single morning. You know, golf in the morning, rock and roll at night, that's pretty good.
So do you pick where you tour by where the best golf courses are, or the other way around?
The guys in the band wonder why that we're doing 3 weeks in Pebble Beach. Yeah.
That's right.
A lot of fans.
Yeah, that's right. You've got to come to Adelaide. You've got to come down here and play Grange and Royal Adelaide and Cooyonga. And also Glenelg Golf Club. We've got four absolute rippers here that you need to come and play.
I have a sweater that says Royal Adelaide on it.
Beautiful.
Because I played Royal Adelaide. It's a great golf course.
You can hit them long and wide there and still have a good score.
Yeah.
It's
Alice,
really good.
You know, when we hear you on here, you're on at lunchtime and you're on in the evenings as well, Triple M here in Adelaide. Now, if you were to have total control of what you play, what would be your top three albums, do you reckon? What would you want to hear if you could just spin the discs yourself?
A lot of times on my show, I get to play this stuff that's not necessarily on the playlist. So you'll hear a lot of Yardbirds, with Jeff Beck and Eric Clapton, a lot of early Who. You know, I do give myself a little leeway on one of the sections of my show that's future classics. So I can play bands that are sort of retro. Like, in other words, I would play Jet. Mm. You know, because that was definitely a 70s, as modern as they were a very 70s sounding band.
Can I just ask you, when we're listening to your show as well, the thing I always enjoy, I look forward to, are the freaky facts. Where do you find them? Who does that for you?
You know, we all of us do, kind of. You know, we there's all sorts of places to go now on Google and finding all the weirdest stuff. The other thing I love now is the idioms for idiots.
Right.
Which is like, you know, when you say things like, well, you know, the rule of thumb says, and I go, well, where does that come from, rule of thumb?
Yeah.
Well, we looked that up, and in 1600 in England, you weren't allowed to beat your wife with a rod that was any bigger than half of your thumb.
Right. So that was the rule of thumb.
That was the
Rule of thumb. So, I mean, you know, all these things have some sort of a basis in something, you know.
Yeah.
And it's always interesting to me to find out where they all come from, you know.
Yeah. Now, last time we spoke to you, Alice, I told you that I raised my kids the right way. When we used to drive along in our little boys, I used to play this to them. I absolutely love this.
Leaving Lepidoptera, please don't touch the displays, little boy. Oh, cute. Moving to the next aisle, we have Arachnida, the spiders, our finest collection. This friendly little devil is the Heptathelidae, unfortunately harmless. And here, my prize, the Black Widow. Isn't she lovely and so deadly? Her kiss is 15 times as poisonous as that of the rattlesnake. You see, her venom is highly neurotoxic, which is to say that it attacks the central nervous system, causing intense pain, profuse sweating, difficulty in breathing, loss of consciousness, violent convulsions, and finally, death.
Oh, I never tire of hearing. And I seriously, when my boys were little, we'd get in the car and say, "Dad, Dad, put on the Black Widow." We absolutely loved it. It was brilliant.
We had him in the studio. At that point, we needed somebody with a really distinctive voice.
Yeah.
And we started, you know, naming everybody that we could get. And of course, somebody said, "Well, Vincent Price."
Yeah.
And I said, "Yeah, that's dreaming. If we could ever only get him, that would be the ultimate thing." Mm. You know, so we got his number. I called him, and he says, "What time do you want me there?" And I went, "Well, right now would be great." And he said, "I'll be right there." And he comes over, and he reads it. And then he wanted to do the stage show. He wanted to do the video. We had him on stage. We had him on the video. The guy was like literally part of the band for a while.
Brilliant. Well, Alice, we love talking to you, mate, and we love having you on Triple M as well. Thanks so much for taking our call. And get down here soon, and we'll play some golf.
Hey, it'd be great. And, you know, when I get in the studio, somebody clean up the pizza boxes, okay? Because
yeah,
every time I come in there,
that's tits, man.
You know
how
the rats are. The rats are all over the place eating the pizza.
Righto. Hey, thanks for that. Good on you. The one and only Alice Cooper.
We'll see you.
Cheers, mate.
104.7 Triple M is ruined. It's for breakfast.
You know when you got bitten by a dog when you're a kid?
Yeah.
Apparently that dog got gingivitis.
And the 6 till 6 no repeat workday. Are you going to be my girl? Lonely. Yeah. I shot the sheriff. Your workplace soundtrack is 104.7 Triple M.
The hard-hitting topics, the big issues.
Well, not really, but we are going deep inside the female psyche.
Ruin Dits Angels.
Karen's of Hyde Park. Everything up to 50% off marked prices.
Oh, yeah, once again, a big thank you to Karen's, to John and all the team out there at Hyde Park. It is up to 50% off, Roo, all marked prices. So go and check it all out.
We'll get a bargain for
Beautiful
Christmas.
Beautiful jewellery, yeah. Good time to buy right now. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Ruin Dits.
We've got Catherine, we've got Tennille and Alice the Wag.
Dits, what's I'm first not happy.
What about?
I'm not happy about one of our angels.
What?
They've been abusing homeless people.
Get out. Tell me more.
No, verbally abusing homeless people. I don't think it goes with the angels. I think the angels have got a stereotype.
Angelic.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful people. But
are you going to name anyone?
Tennille.
No,
I've heard about this. It's getting around the workplace here at Triple M, and I'm not,
you got a
I'm
nasty
not comfortable
streak.
With it.
No, absolutely not. Excuse me. Let me
Why
just
did you
explain
go off
my story. So it would have been a couple of months ago now that I had a man come up to me as
so
I was...
you've hidden it for that long?
No. So it's a developing story. So yeah, a couple of months ago, a guy came up to me and asked me for $3.50 because he was stuck in the car park. And I felt really sorry for him. So I was like, yep, sure. Gave him a $5 note. Like, fine, whatever. Kept walking.
Well, that's nice.
And then three times since that time, I've had the same man come up to me with exactly the same story, saying, "Oh, I'm just stuck in the car park. Do you have a spare $4.50?" Like, so now it's increased. It's gone from $3.50 to $4.50.
Right. So you actually got sucked in the first time.
I got sucked in the first time, mm-hmm. but then the second and the third time, I was kind of like, okay, whatever. But then yesterday morning, I obviously woke up on the wrong side of bed, and he saw me first thing.
And here's that girl I got.
And he said, "Oh,
a while
do you have $4.50? I'm stuck in the car park." And I was like, "Mate, get a new excuse. Like, you've already used this on me four times now." And he looked at me and shrugged his shoulders and was like, "Yeah."
Okay. So can I just point out to the homeless people listening this morning, if you've got a good story, Tennille will give you the money. But if your story's
just
crap.
I like to say that I give money all the time to homeless people, and when it's really hot, I go and buy them bottles of water. So
do you?
That's so nice.
I've done it a few times now. So
they'll be lined up out the front of the station. Yeah.
Right, Catherine, money to homeless people.
Would I give?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Do you all the time?
Hundreds, not fives.
I don't get asked that often, but if someone said to me, you know, "I'm hungry, can I have some money?" I'd probably give them.
Do you lower the window on the Range Rover, an inch or two, just to hand it out?
I run across the road. Like, this is if I'm walking, like near the parklands or something, and they run over or say they're cold and can I have a warm drink? I'll give them
$10. Right.
The best excuse I had. Dumb and Dumber when she goes, "There you go." Yeah.
The best one I had once, a bloke said to me, because you, Tennille, sometimes you think, "Look, mate, you've hit me up every day this week. Can you give me a spell?" And then a bloke one day said, "I just need $5. I've got to catch a bus because I've got a job interview." And I thought, well, that's original. I haven't heard that one before.
Do you give it?
Yeah.
That's good.
Right. Alice the Wag, do you give money?
I'm not being rude or anything, but no. I feel so bad for them and they break my heart, but it's like I'm not rich, and by giving you $3, it's not going to make your life better. I would go and buy them a sandwich if there's someone
sitting
outside.
It's going to make their life better and yours not much
worse.
But
you don't know what they're going to spend it on. I'm happy to
go and
buy them a
hot drink. Is that the issue with us? Are we worried that they just go and buy a grog or something?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I think
they do. They probably need a bit
of
grog, don't they?
Keep warm.
Keeps them warm.
Get some happiness in life.
But I'd rather give my time or give them a sandwich or give them like a hot drink. But giving them money is just my money going to them, and I don't know what they're going to use it for. And if they're scamming me, like telling me a fake story, excuse me, I want your truth.
All right, let's move on. Euthanasia. You heard in the news that last night it got defeated. The Speaker had the casting vote. Catherine, would you like to have seen it go through?
I actually would have liked to have seen it go through. I think that you know, they're talking about what's happened in Belgium, that it's actually gone down to, you know, people that have depression or young people being able to end their life. But I think, you know, if we kept strict rules, which is what they wanted to do here, people that have an illness that can't be fixed should have the right to end their life and
so
not
put
end.
Laws in place so we can't abuse it.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Tennille?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. One of my grandmothers, she went through a pretty rough bout of cancer. It's still going. And, you know, I look at her and she's always been a big advocate of it. And she's always, you know, wished that it was allowed in Australia because it's just such a slow and painful death. And if you look at people and you're just like, I just wish I could take that pain away. Mm. And, you know, yeah, I think if we had the rules around it, you know, it depends on the circumstance, but I wish that it was approved.
Alice.
Yeah, my godfather was in palliative care and we were going in there twice a day, and it is just a horrific place, and you're just literally there to watch people die, and it's so bad. And for him, he knew he was dying. There was nothing that could be done. He couldn't eat. He couldn't do anything, and he was in so much pain. But it's more his dignity as well, where he was such a dynamic and beautiful man, and then to see him like lying in bed, couldn't move with a nappy on, like he would have hated that. Mm. And for him to go through that, not even the pain of dying, but the pain of
did he say things like
everything.
He wanted to die? Dead enough.
Yeah, and he was so Catholic. He was like he used to be a priest. Like he, but it was just his time. He knew it was his time, and he was like, "Why am I hanging on for something?" You know, and you literally were just waiting for the phone call, and it's horrific. And he should be able to have the dignity to go out in his own time.
Fair enough. All right. On a lighter note,
GQ Man of the Year, Chris Hemsworth. Good pick, good choice. Do you think, girls? And if not Chris, who would you vote as GQ Man of the Year? Catherine.
Rui, why you're looking at me? You want me to say you?
Oh, I thought it was obvious. You don't have to if you don't want to. You can say Ditz.
Ditz has gone on quiet. He wants me to say him as well.
Scotty can.
No, now who? GQ? No, I don't think he's a good choice. I would have gone.
And you're not allowed to say your partners. Like,
no,
that.
You're not allowed to say your partner. We wouldn't say them anyway. who? Yeah, I don't think. I think his brother's actually better looking than him. But, you know, I would have. I suppose it's on body, though, isn't it? It can't be like Prince Harry or. Like, I do it more on personal.
It's on everything, isn't it?
It's on everything.
Mm. It's a man of the year.
Come on, give us a name.
Oh, Chris Hemsworth. No, I'd say like. Johnny Depp, but he's a bit of a naughty boy.
Johnny Depp.
He's been in trouble this year.
Yeah, he's right, been Tenille. In trouble.
I don't know. He's probably a good choice. But if it wasn't him, maybe like Hugh Jackman or something like that.
Has he won it before?
Like the older man.
Well, he's got a good body and he's a good dad and he's...
Yeah,
he's...
and he, you know, he stands up for particular things that
I... Do you know, Rui, what he does, he gives blokes money to get out of the car park.
Exactly.
Him and Deborah Lee Furness, they're a big advocate of...
Adoption
and all that kind of stuff. So I think that you know, that's a good cause to get behind. Right.
Alice?
I think Man of the Year for GQ should be someone like a little bit James Bond-esque, and I do think...
Don't say Hamish Hartlett.
Why not?
Did you say him for
Hamish
everything?
Hartlett without the man bun, though.
What man bun?
And if he's tattooed, he's covered up. Yeah, he definitely has, but not anymore.
Hamish Hartlett?
Yes,
he did last year. Trust me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't get a kick.
Must have missed it. I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was too heavy. It was like weighing his head.
Come on, Hamish. Big year next year.
Yeah.
We're looking
come
forward
on,
to it.
Come on, Hammer.
All right. Thanks,
Love
Angels.
Thank you.
And thanks, thanks to Karens of Hyde Park.
Yes,
check
Karens.
It out now.
Don't miss a minute of the Ruined It's for Breakfast catch-up. Thanks to Southgate Holden, the home of Holden in Adelaide South. Southgate Holden, Main South Road, Brunella, 104.7 Triple M.
Some changes within Cricket Australia, Rui. We know that Rod Marsh quit yesterday as chairman of selectors, so Trevor Holmes has stepped in.
He's up for chairman now. Greg Chappell has also joined the committee.
Names like Steve Waugh are being bandied about, Dizzy Gillespie as well, to become selectors. Alan Border was on the Rush Hour yesterday talking about our batsmen.
At the end of the day, you know, the players are the ones responsible. If we're not picking the right players, okay, but these are the guys who, you know, supposedly... 3 months ago, were the number one test team in
Correct.
The world. So, you know, the fall from grace has been pretty quick, and you know, it's probably caught everyone, you know, by surprise. To be brutally honest,
yeah, I think it's hard to. I don't know if it's Rod's fault.
No, but he's fallen on his sword.
He's had enough.
Shield game starts today up in Queensland. In Brisbane, we're up against Queensland. Chad Say has a chance to press his claims again, Rue.
On the Brisbane deck too. It'd be a good chance to take a few wickets up there. Usually seems a bit up there, doesn't
it? Yes. Now, let's talk footy. Ryan O'Keefe is the new coach of the Adelaide Crows SNFL side.
Yeah, good opportunity to Ryan to coach his own side. That is great. He's been good for a couple of years at Adelaide after coming from Sydney. And Heath Uni stepping into a very important role. Head of development, crucial when you've got a lot of young players. So good on you, Heath, and he's held in high regard down at Crowland.
Yep, Jordan Spieth and Adam Scott tee off today in the Australian Open at Royal Sydney. So a very good field up there for that. And a big night tonight here in Adelaide for our sporting talent. It's the Sports Star of the Year Award. Swimmer Cole Chalmers, you've got cyclist Anna Mears. They would be two of the red
You've
hot
You've won
faves.
That a couple of times, Dix.
Oh,
how many? Three?
Times. Nah, two. Just to the
just
two.
Just the two.
A couple of times, yeah. Don't like to talk about it much.
Did you win clearly?
Yeah. And it was a good field too. Just about time for us to go, Rue. Before we do, we made a huge announcement earlier this morning. Now, this is going to start on Monday. So pressure test actually ends tomorrow. It's 7 and at 8 for us. So last day for the pressure test. What happens as of Monday, Rue?
Well, let's have a listen.
Triple M is bringing the biggest acts to Adelaide.
This is the big time.
Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Slash.
Bruce Springsteen.
Is there anybody alive out there?
Green Day.
We are Green Day.
Danny Green versus Mundine.
He doesn't like me, I don't like him.
Jerry Seinfeld.
How about this crack squad of savvy, motivated personnel?
The One Dayer. And you can win tickets to all of them. Ruined It's massive package.
It is so big.
We're going to need bigger shorts.
good stuff. All of them, not one of them. Not one, not tickets
no, you win
to
all
one of
it.
Them. All of them. 2017 will be absolutely ginormous. So we're giving a listener a chance at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. to go on the standby list, and then we'll give that package away.
Absolutely.
At some stage in the future.
Incredible.
It's massive. It's huge. And you can get that by listening to Triple M.
All right. Doing it all again for Southgate Holden. I'll see you tomorrow morning, Roo.
Look forward to it. Enjoy the weather today. 34.
Margaret Chulo, Christine Barr. Doing breakfast, wunderbar. Sitting round just going blah, 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 blah. Margaret Chulo, Christine Barr. Now they're going to depart.